destination listening for dedicated golfers. It's Tee to Green, the golf show with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie, special Masters Sunday edition of Tee to Green. We're talking in the last segment with Anna Liguori, our guest, about the fact that it's the traditions besides just the golf and the tournament itself that really make the Masters. You've got the Champions Dinner, the par three contest, the green jacket that they hand out to the winner every year. You've got the golf course and Magnolia Lane, Amen Corner. And my goodness, it's a tournament that even has its own theme song.
Well, it's springtime in the valley on Magnolia Lane.
It's our great friend, the late, boy, do we miss that guy, Dave Loggins. That has been the Masters. That's the vocal version, by the way, which you don't hear very often. It's been the Masters theme song for 45 of the 90 years that there's been a Masters. It started back in 1982, and it still goes on. And, of course, the best few minutes in sports every year, Thursday morning, and the ceremonial tee shots. Were you there, Anna? Did you make it this year?
Oh, yes. I always make it a point to get here very early on Thursday morning, and I think the best spot in all of sport is standing under the big oak tree in front of the clubhouse and applauding as the honorary starters walk from the clubhouse to that first tee, you know, to see Jack Nicklaus and a Gary player and Tom Watson walk through, and then to be introduced on the first tee and to see them hit those, you know, honorary tee shots. And then afterwards, they come into the press conference area and talk to the media, and that is by far my favorite press conference of the week. I mean, just to listen to all of them tell their stories and to kind of joke with each other and feed off of each other, and it's always just such a compelling press conference. And this year they got into some just really interesting conversations. Tom Watson was asked, you know, about his thoughts on Brooks Koepka, and he went into a whole answer about how he was opposed to the PGA Tour making a decision to renege on, he said, what they promised when the players left for LIV Golf. He said he felt that. He said, I thought the LIV players, when they left, were supposed to be banned for life. So he was quite opinionated about the PGA Tour letting, you know, Brooks Koepka back into the fold. And then I thought Gary Player had just a real compassionate response when he was asked if Tiger Woods were to come to you for advice, what would you tell him? And Gary went on with his incredible soliloquy about, you know, just, it was a really compassionate answer. He said, you know, Tiger is in so much pain from all the surgeries and from the accident. He said, do I blame him for taking medication? He says, hell no. He has sleep deprivation. Do I blame him for taking something to help him sleep? No. And he says, but I don't think he should drive a car. When you're taking that kind of medication, it's dangerous when you're driving a car. Same as it's dangerous when you look at yourself in the car. He was saying how he thinks he is, you know, still sharp and can drive. Gary Player, but Gary doesn't take a car anymore, that you know, he gets driven. So he was talking about how Tiger should really get a chauffeur. So it was just a real compassionate answer, and he said his heart pours out to Tiger, and it just really added to, you know, how special the press conference is with those honorary starters.
What did you think of Jack? I know there's some people concerned over his health, and he did not look good. And of course, he kind of shanked that tee shot, hooking it left. But I know he had some recent wrist surgery that probably contributed to that. But what were your thoughts about Jack Nicklaus?
Well, you know, Jackie was his caddy. Barbara did not caddy for him for the first time in a while. Jackie, his son, teed up the ball for him, which is good, so that Jack wouldn't have to, you know, bend down and tee it up. But, you know, he's hanging in there. He was very sharp and very funny during the press conference. So, you know, he's aging, and he's had some health issues, as you pointed out. So hopefully we'll be able to see him here for more years to come. but you know, as far as he's doing, you know, some commentary, and he is really, you know, just hanging in. So we wish him the best.
And excuse me, you've been around this event for obviously 28 years, of, as we have shared. And there's so much tradition; so many things are the same every year. What have you noticed in terms of changes through the year? We're just talking about some of the history of the game and how Augusta honors the greatness of the past, and now we move into the future and today. What have you seen?
I'm sorry, just say that question one more time, Dad. I'm having trouble hearing you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm asking, what have you noticed as the major, any major changes, so that there's so much history that is things that are the same at Augusta? What are
right. What
are some changes you've seen?
Well, you know, they are on top of technology here. That's always been interesting to see, you know, the digital media, the access to watching every shot that every player makes. You can do that at home when you go, you know, to your website. I love seeing those advancements. They actually built a building for the players, a players' facility. We are not allowed to go in it. Agents aren't even allowed to go in it. But from the photographs, it is absolutely stunning. And they have a restaurant in there. It's really for the players to be able to go in there and relax and spend time with their families. There's a fitness center in there. There's a spa in there. You know, they're, every year they come up with different facilities to enhance the experience. And, of course, the merchandising area is huge. One of the things, you know, you always hear about the gnome and how that is so hard to get. I'm happy that I have all the gnomes, but they're very, very tough to get. And I also read where this might be the last year after 10 years of the gnome, that this may be the last year that they're actually doing that. And because it seems to kind of take over, everybody comes in wanting to get that gnome, it seems like, and it's almost the focus is on the gnome and the merchandise tent more so than the play, right? But,
yeah.
You know, they're really advanced as far as facilities and technology and just trying to, and really growing the game globally. I think we can't say enough about the Augusta National Women's Amateur Championship. They play the final round here on the Saturday before Masters Week. All the women amateurs, whether they make the cut or not, play the course on Friday for a practice round. And, you know, it's just they're really focusing on growing the game and developing these younger players. And it's really put such a great spotlight on amateur golf throughout the world. And then, of course, Sunday with the drive, chip, and putt national finals, you know, developing the junior game. So they think of everything here, for sure.
That's Ann Liguori. She's live at Augusta covering her 28th Masters today. We do appreciate her taking some time to join us today on Tee to Green. And enjoy. I know you'll enjoy the rest of the Sunday. Thanks for doing this morning for us.
Oh, my pleasure. It's going to be just a very exciting, fun round. Anything can happen, so fasten your seatbelts.
Thank you.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. It's Tee to Green, the golf show, and a special Masters Sunday edition of the big show. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, and our next guest, ready to go.
Our next guest is LPGA professional Corey Matheson, a dear friend, a dynamic leader, and one of the most creative forces in girls' golf. Corey is the director of the LPGA-USGA Girls Golf of Phoenix and has been recognized with the LPGA-USGA Girls Golf Sandy LeBeau Spirit Award, the LPGA Central Section Marilyn Smith Service Award, and Arizona's Golf Dorothy Pease Champion of Golf Award. She brings energy, heart, and innovation to everything she does, and she continues to inspire the next generation through the game we love. Please welcome Corey Matheson.
Hi there. Good morning. Happy Masters Sunday.
Hi, Corey.
Yes, Corey, thank you for getting up bright and early for us this morning. You're out in Arizona, and it is Masters Sunday. Have you done a special event with your girls golf around the Masters?
You know, it's not really a tradition that we take on. I'll let the Masters do the Masters. But, you know, we have, I guess if you call it the Super Bowl of golf, you might want to call it. We do a couple events in a year that are a little bit bigger than just a normal golf tournament where we sort of elevate everything. And so I guess you could call some of those things our Masters. But definitely don't want to touch that tradition and that nostalgic event, because obviously it's iconic and, you know, holds its own.
Well, Corey, you have been involved with girls golf for so many years, and you are a leader. You're on the board. You teach fellow LPGA professionals who are site directors about how to have an amazing program. We've reached over 1 million girls in girls golf. So any moms and dads out there with a young girl you want to get into golf, look up girls golf with the LPGA, USGA. Corey, tell our listeners a little bit about girls golf who may have never heard of it, why it's so special.
Well, girls golf started in Phoenix as a special little club for the girlies in 1989. You know, it took a little while for us to get an actual little club together, and then there was a movement, and now there's over 700 sites in the world. And, you know, we're part of the LPGA and the USGA with support from them. And so every site is different, and, you know, there's lots of opportunities for girls. Here in Arizona, I start at age 3, but I think most of the other programs start around 7. And so it just depends on your area and where you're at, you know, in the world, if there's an option for you. But definitely a movement to empower girls and get them interested in the game in a little bit of a different way by, you know, enriching their lives with maybe something a little bit more creative, like a theme, or giving them a safe place to be around other girls. That's the most important part, to have that female leadership or their peers to build those friendships and get them to love the game as much as we do.
I imagine a lot of ears perked up when they heard 3 years old. Oh my gosh, I can get my daughter involved at 3 years old. So
I was just going to ask about that.
Right, the 3 year old Jay. How about it? What do you do with your 3 and 4 year old, Corey?
So I had I run about 30 to 40 events annually here in the Phoenix area. I'm very lucky that I get to do it year round, and where we fit in our market, I tend to be the girls' first step to competitive play. So I'm not just running clinics and pizza parties. You know, this is a tournament atmosphere, and we want to get them ready and build their confidence. So we have a really cool format here in Arizona where they play 1 hole, 3 holes, 6 holes, 9, and it's not by age, it's by skill. So I have 10-year-olds that go out and play 6,000 yards, 18 holes, because they've been playing for forever. But then I have 14-year-olds that have never done a tournament before, so they come and play 3 holes with a parent helping them. So there's that all across the board. But my favorite and what I really love about what we do is there's not a lot of options for those itty-bitties, because it's hard to sort of get somebody that can manage, because, you know, you need the ratio's a little different. You can't really take on 23, 4, and 5-year-olds because that's a lot to manage. So we really love that age group, and like I had 65 girls in my last tournament, and 35 of them were under the age of 8. So we have like this special little niche of these little gals, the next generation, you know, that wave. So it creates a really fun atmosphere, and it makes you feel like the future is really bright and exciting.
Corey Matheson is our guest from the Girls Golf of Phoenix. You start them at 3 or 4. Corey, what's the other end of that? At what point do they age out, or do they ever age out?
Well, I don't know if we ever age out of golf, which is the beautiful thing, right? But no, for my program, I go till 18. So as long as they're still in school. Obviously, my goal would be to keep those teenagers around. But, you know, Debbie obviously helps really strongly with some of our leadership academies that are opportunities for those older girls. So I would hope that the girls would stick around to be able to be a part of that. But I have 3 teenagers myself, and our world is busy. And sometimes if golf is not quite their thing, then we tend to lose them, and they're involved in a lot of other things. But or they're playing competitively, or they start traveling. So the ones that are really engaged in the program and like to give back to the younger girls stick around. But my average age in my program is 9, because we have to be realistic that my goal is to get them ready to start playing more competitively. They're going to want to play in 2-day events so that they can have rankings. And, you know, there's lots of other opportunities for them out there as they get older.
Well, something the LPGA came up with to try to keep the teenagers engaged is our e-leader program. Because we have our 5 E's in girls golf, so this is just goes right along with being an e-leader. Do you have a certain percent of your teenagers who've been in the program for many years who then turn into volunteers to help you out in your program?
Oh, totally. If I could dub myself as something, I would dub myself as the first e-leader, because when I was 12, I used to stick around and help, and I was in girls golf here in Phoenix, and I like loved helping her do scores and put the numbers on the board and help with the younger girls. And so it's always really nice because I think about myself back then, and I told the lady running the program when I was 13 that I wanted her job, and so and now I have it. So I think about that all the time, and I tell the girls that all the time, that they don't really, you don't really know, you know, what your path is going to be. And it's really fun when you can see those leaders step up. And I don't have like a percentage, but everyone that turns 13, I sign them up to be an e-leader just because it keeps them engaged. And anytime you can put somebody in a leadership role or at least give them a title, then they're going to be a little bit more empowered and a little bit more excited about being there. And then hopefully they can step up. Obviously, some step up more than others, but it's just about creating that environment where they feel confident enough to help or to ask if you need anything or to hold a hand of a little girl that might be nervous. So it's really about, you know, the environment that we create and giving them a safe place to be confident enough to be an e-leader and to help the other girls.
What is it that you think golf makes? Why does golf make such a powerful tool for building confidence? You mentioned confidence for the teenagers and helping the young girls have more confidence. Why? What makes golf so good at that?
That's an awesome question. You know, it's Masters Sunday, and it's a feeling that you get when you step on that course. And you know, we hope that Rory can maintain that feeling as he, you know, didn't feel so confident yesterday, maybe going into the day. It's such a mental game that we all play with ourselves because it's just you and the golf course, and you can't control anything else that happens out there but you and your own swing and how you approach it with your mental game. And you can't control if somebody else shoots low or if somebody else has a better shot than you. It's so different than any other sport because it's just you, and you have to show up the best you possibly can. And somebody else might show up better than you that day, and you can't control that. And I think that athletes come to the game of golf because it's such a different feeling of reliability and empowerment within yourself that you can't really rely on anybody else, and you can't blame it on anybody else. Where when these kids play soccer or basketball, you know, you're part of a team, and it's a different set of values. Their team is counting on you. You have to work together. You have to think ahead of different shots and different team things. But with golf, it's you and just you, and you have to trust yourself. So I think that the values that come with the game of golf are things that I take into business outside of the game. And I think that it's such a cool sport to learn. I'm really grateful that my dad understood that about the game, because even if I wasn't playing on tour or playing competitively, we all know that the things that we learn with the game can ultimately become how we show up outside of the game of golf as well.
Corey, how unique is the girls' golf of Phoenix? I mean, is there a girls' golf of San Diego or girls' golf of Portland or Orlando, or are there other chapters around?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, I think we're up to over 700 sites in the world. So I'm part of the girls' golf, just the LPGA USA Girls Golf National, which Debbie does a lot with too. And so I'm just really blessed to have an amazing, huge, active site here in Arizona. But on girlsgolf.org, there's an interactive map, and you can look up your city or your area and see if, you know, there's a girls' golf site in your area to maybe get your kids or your grandkids or your neighbors, or maybe you just want to volunteer to impact the future of the game. But girlsgolf.org, there's a lot of options for you to go get involved. And then mine is Girls Golf of Phoenix. So I run Phoenix, and we are a leader. And as Debbie mentioned, some amazing awards that I've received. I'm so, so grateful to sort of be a leader in our world, and a lot of the other sites look to us for how to do girls golf. So I would love to be a resource for any of your listeners or any of our friends.
Well, Corey is definitely a force multiplier. She helped us all grow our different chapters. I have a chapter in New Jersey, or a site in New Jersey. But Corey, let's talk about one of the gals who came through your program, Amy Bockersteady. When did you first realize, and Everybody look up that name, Amy Bakker-Steady. If you haven't seen it, a video that went viral, put Amy with waste management 16th hole, and you'll find a video that's just incredible. When did you first realize she had a special spark that went far beyond a golf swing?
You know, Waste Management, WM hosted, obviously, the largest attended golf tournament in the world this year, and we're very grateful. And I think that that is still the highest viewed video on PGA Tour, which is really cool. So Amy joined my program when she was in high school here in Arizona. And I had a meeting with her family because Amy has Down syndrome, and there's obviously like Special Olympics and really national organizations that help with athletes with physical and intellectual disabilities that are absolutely phenomenal. And I'm not necessarily, well, I am now, but I wasn't at the time trained in that. And that can kind of be a little scary to open doors if you don't really know if you have the resources to accommodate anybody that might have, you know, physical or intellectual disabilities. But if anybody does have that door open to them, go through it. Jump in, because the only thing that can happen is you grow your family and you grow your experience, and then you grow the community around you to be more inclusive and more welcoming. So Amy joined our program, and we just had to make a couple of little accommodations to be able to allow her to play. You know, she wanted to be in a group. She wanted to play 18 holes and have a caddy, but I usually didn't allow that because those girls manage their own games. But for Amy's safety and making the environment better for all of us, she needed a caddy, so we just accommodated that. And that was really the only thing different we did, and then everything else was just Amy joining us. So she's a super cool force and definitely making waves in the golf world.
Great job, Corey Matheson, Girls Golf of Phoenix, girlsgolf.org for more information. Thanks, Corey.
Thank you. Happy Sunday. Happy Masters.
Thank you, Corey.
Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the Masters. We'll be back to wrap things up after this right here on Tee to Green.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation.
What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
It's the fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. Another hour of Tee to Green on this special Masters Sunday has just flown by. Along with Debbie O'Connell, I'm Jay Ritchie. And Debbie, I've got one question for you.
Who wears that green coat Sunday afternoon?
All right, who's going to wear that green coat on Sunday afternoon? Your pick.
My pick is Cam Young. I think he's going to come out. He's playing really great golf. He recently won. He came through with that big putt at the Ryder Cup on Sunday singles, the first one out, took his point. He's been in pressure situations. I mean, none like the Masters, but let's see what he does. But watch out for Scotty. I think he might go low. And Rory's used to the roller coaster, so he may come back and play some great golf as well.
All right. I'm glad you picked Cameron Young because I'm going to go with Rory. I think he's going to get his act together. All right. Thanks to a couple of trailblazing women for joining us today, Anne LaGorie and Corey Matheson as well. Hope you enjoyed it. Enjoy the Masters. We'll talk to you soon. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.